Namaste, everyone. This is Midge Noble, and I'm going to be your host for Awakened Hearts. So I want you to know that when you're here, that I believe that everyone is on this earth to serve a sacred contract. I believe that we are all created to be compassionate, loving, and kind to ourselves and to all living souls. I believe that we can awaken our hearts and heal old wounds. I believe that we all have the power to transform our pain into our most authentic, spiritual, compassionate, and best selves. I believe we deserve to feel empowered to speak up and set boundaries and be valued by those who we love, and that we would be respected for those we meet along the way. So Awakened Hearts is all about tapping into our own power. It's about being able to love ourselves through the times that are challenging and to transform ourselves so that we will always be a little bit better than we were maybe the minute before. So I want to start off to just talk about, you know, why I wanted to do this podcast. One of the reasons that I wanted to be able to speak to you personally is because I've been there. I have felt stuck before and not sure how to release that feeling and to move into the direction that I wanted to go. I have felt overwhelmed. I have felt almost like I wasn't visible, that I wasn't being seen. My true self was not being seen by others, and I wasn't really being heard. You know, I always think about the Charlie Brown cartoon where in the school setting, they would always have the teacher's legs and you never saw her. And then you just heard this wah, 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 wah. So she was talking, but nobody could ever really understand what she was saying. And that sometimes feels like what has happened in my lifetime, where I may be talking, but I really don't know if I'm ever really heard down in my core. And then I started to realize that one of the reasons that I may not be really heard is because I might not have ever really known myself. I am now a 59-year-old woman, and I've been through stuff, just like you. We've all been through stuff. But the thing that's so cool about it is that we can transform ourselves. And that's what I'm so in alignment with right now, is that no matter where we've come from, no matter where we've been, no matter how far we've got yet to go, that we are only one thought away from changing all the negativity into something that will transform us and empower us and move us forward to that next step. So the only thing that's really stuck is our thought about that we're stuck. As soon as we change that one thought and we decide to think another thought that's a little bit more of a relief to us, a little bit more happy or thankful, we start to come out of that stuckness. And then the awakening begins. So I want people to understand that we are never what we're doing at the moment. We aren't our name. We aren't anything other than what we choose to be. So when we open our hearts up and we begin to really look at the messages that we've been taught, we look at where those messages came from. What are those messages that are still hanging around? I was telling someone the other day that I feel like sometimes we live sort of like our smartphones, that we have apps that are active and running, but there's a lot of apps in the background, sort of like back in the subconscious, that are running and we don't even realize they're pulling energy away from us. So what are we going to do with that? How can we become more conscious, more aware, more involved in our own lives and be more mindful so that we can challenge those little energy zappers that are running and running and running and running, and we've got them from way on back, you know, when we were little, and we've just continued to let those energies zappers kind of take power over us. So awakening isn't just about choosing something. It's about living it. So we may choose something. We're going to choose to think a different thought. We're going to choose to maybe speak another way or feel a different feeling. All of that is the prep work for the action. So we change our thoughts to gratitude, to love, to kindness, to compassion. We speak the words. You know, it's not enough to just think loving thoughts. We need to make sure that the kindness and the compassion comes out of our mouth. And then what feelings align with that thought? We need to contain in our heart that new awakened heart, a new way of feeling. You know, instead of feeling shut down, we need to feel some movement, some action. And how can we awaken that heart so that it aligns with the words that we're speaking and the thoughts we're thinking? Alignment is the key when we're awakening our heart. And it's all about matching everything up with whatever we're aligned with, whatever our core values are. So once we've decided we're going to think this better thought, we're going to speak a better way, we're going to line those feelings up with everything that we're talking about and doing, that's the next step. We have to put it all into action. It sounds so simple, but as you know, because you probably worked on this yourselves, and I've worked on it, and I continue to be inspired to work on it, is that I will then be a moving, breathing, action-filled alignment with my love and my kindness and my compassion and that vision that I have that we really are all connected and that as a collective consciousness, we can all transform not only ourselves, but we can assist each other in providing transformation across all people and all places. It's really just kind of like creating a big old tribe. And we just all look for what we have in common and we find that one piece. It doesn't have to be everything. I may not always agree with everything you're aligned with, but I know one thing that we all have in common, and that is that we're all here on Earth. And how we got here is a big question mark to a lot of people. Why we're here is a big question mark to a lot of people. But I do believe that we are all seeking. So as I, you know, continue to live and grow and breathe and move in my best way, I believe that I am a Bodhi seeker. Bodhi is awakened. And awakening. And that's what I am. I am a Bodhi seeker. I am seeking awakening every single moment of the day so that if I'm at work, I want to bring my best self there. If I'm at home, I want to bring my best self here. So what is it about getting, you know, aligned? You know, why can't we just do that? Well, I think that we can't always do that because we get pulled into drama. We get pulled into the negativity that surrounds us. Right now, more than ever in 2018, I don't know when you're listening to this, but 2018, we have really had a really tough year. And it's pulled us away. For some of us, it's really pulled us away from our alignment with that compassion and kindness because we get so charged about the division that's in our country right now and with each other. And I would like to suggest that we come back to ourselves. We come back to believing in our own power to change things within ourselves first. It always has to start with ourselves. We can't love another person fully until we truly, truly love ourselves. And I know that's scary for some of you to hear. It's like I can hear my own voice from years ago saying that ain't never going to happen. I got too much that I've been through, too much that I've gone, you know, and tried to cover up. You know, how can I love this flawed, you know, inconsistently improving person? Well, the one way that I've learned to do that is to remember that the goal is not perfection. It has never been perfection. It has always been about, you know, continuing to love ourselves through the lessons and see them as opportunities instead of, you know, big wampum mistakes. Now, I know that we have done some things we're not proud of, but I can promise you that we're all in that together. Okay. As little Bodhi seekers, we get awakened the most when we do something that we wish we hadn't. It could have been a non-thinking act. It could have been an impulsive act. It could have been a downright, I'm just in a bad space and I don't care act. And then we connect back to that place in our spirit where we know that we're out of alignment. And that's when we get a chance to transform. So if you truly want to be authentic and genuine and have integrity and have a sense of really connecting and compassion with others, then transformation is what we're all seeking. We want to transform the times that we wished we had made a better choice into feeling really good about the choices that we're making. And sometimes we're going to hit a home run. Sometimes we're not. And that's just part of that journey of exploring and learning and growing and taking those opportunities that come to us. So at Awakened Hearts, even though we're not having a discussion back and forth, which would be really awesome if we were, and I can't see you listening, but whether you're listening live or whether you listen in at the podcast later, I do want you to know that you belong here. You belong here because you are a part of the awakening that's going to happen on this planet, because there's a lot of us that believe that a collective consciousness of compassion will really transform anything if we all put our intention on that together. So I want you, as a Bodhi seeker of Awakened Hearts, to understand that perfection is not going to be the key here. I'm going to talk about lots of things. And once this is all up and running and I get the feel of how this is going to go, you know, the message that you send to me, I will respond to. And it would be really great if we could have some question and answer sessions where, you know, there may be things that you really want me to attend to, and your comments and your desires about where we can focus on our awakened hearts is going to be valuable to me. And I welcome that. I also want you to know that when we look at transformation, the key place is going to start with, you know, who do you really think you are? There's a great meditation online from Deepak Chopra, which is a gratitude meditation. And it also he goes through this whole thing about who am I? You know, what am I grateful for? And who am I? And what am I grateful for? So, you know, it's really important for us to clarify, you know, who am I? You know, I am not my name. That's just what I'm called. And I'm not the job that I do. That's just how I'm serving. But it's not really me. The core me are the values that I generate from. It's my reason for being here. It's almost like a sacred contract that I agreed to, that I have to live out this life. And yes, I've struggled. I've, you know, worked on reclaiming the really reason that I came here. And so we keep trying to line ourselves up with those core values, and then that becomes who I am. So I am compassion. You know, I'm integrity. I am, you know, authentic, genuine. What are those values that keep me moving forward and want deeply from my soul to come out and share that with other people? So that's one of the things that we can, you know, focus on more, is about, you know, who am I, to look really deeper. And every time we ask ourselves that question, you know, we may get a different answer, because that's the way it's going to be, that our soul will whisper, you know, from our heart, the things that we need to attend to. And it may be things that we may not feel we're doing so great right now at, but it's the light being shown on the soul so that we can move forward. So let's take just a few minutes and let's align ourselves. And get into a place of silence for just a second so that we can ask this question here together on this very first episode of Awakened Hearts. So take some time, and if you feel comfortable where you are, close your eyes. If you're listening in the car, please don't close your eyes. You know what I'm saying. So we're going to take a nice, long, deep breath in through your nose. And release that. And let's take another deep breath in through your nose. And release that. And this time, let's take a long deep breath in through our nose and hold it for 4 seconds. So take a long deep breath in. Hold it, 2, 3, 4, release. Now with your eyes closed, if you're comfortable with that, let me ask the question and just let whatever comes up resonate with you. If you want to jot something down on a piece of paper, if you have something close by, fine. If not, don't worry about it. Just set the intention that you will remember the whispers from your soul that connect to your heart. So bend your head slightly down toward your heart and let whatever comes up come up when I ask this question, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? So if something didn't come up, don't worry about that, because sometimes it doesn't. When you're first beginning to awaken your heart, it may feel like it's really just blank or shut down or numb. That's normal. Don't be discouraged about that, because, you know, as we're beginning to shift, there's a lot of stuff that kind of has to get out of the way. You know, if you're digging for gems and you got to dig down through all of the dirt to get to the priceless little jewel, that's kind of what we're doing. It's almost like uncovering the onion layers and getting down to that sweet core. So that's a process, and we want to be gentle and kind to ourselves through that process. But if you did have some things pop up as you were answering that question, then that's, you know, something to attend to. It doesn't make, you know, anybody better or worse. It's just that some of us get answers right away and some of us don't, and it's perfect either way it is. And when I say perfect, I'm not talking about perfection. I'm talking about that's just okay. It's okay, however that journey is for you. So let's remember that asking that question periodically will bring more information to you and get you a little bit more aligned with who you are and what direction you want to be in and what direction you want to go. So when we're talking about alignment, you know, we have to figure out what really does give us some core strength. You know, what, you know, inspires us and gets us all excited and charged up. You know, we want to grow and evolve. So when we're trying to embrace any kind of change, we need to figure out how to create that change in a way that lines up with those values that we have. So at some point, you may want to just take some time to figure out, you know, what do I really value? And, you know, I know that we value, you know, friends and family and you know, maybe a job that we have that we really love or a direction that we're headed. But also a little deeper than that is, you know, what kind of, you know, what do you operate from? Do you operate from a place of authenticity, or do you value that? Or do you value honesty, integrity? You know, what kind of pull comes from you? What do you want to see in your future as to who you are and how you can live, you know, your best, abundant, and joyful life. So when our heart wakens, you know, we get to choose the direction that we're heart-centered, aligned with. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, being, you know, manifesting and getting all these things in your life, which is super and awesome. And I love the law of attraction. I love manifesting. I love all of that. While we're doing that though, what I'm learning, and this is solid, solid information for me, is that if I'm not coming from my heart and I'm not doing it from a place of what I really, really hold deepest in my soul, even if I manifested, you know, $1 million, it's not going to bring me the joy that I would want. It's only going to be a superficial thing for a short term. But if I'm aligning my heart space up with how I'm serving, then those millions may come, and I expect that they will, and I expect that they're on their way. I want to make sure, though, that that money will not dim my soul. And so I have to always make sure that I'm serving from a heart centered space instead of just I want to make money space. And that was a huge shift for me, because I know that I have grown up in a poverty conscious way of living. And so that fear of not having enough has created in my lifetime the need to work harder, work longer, to make sure that that abundance comes. And I now have to challenge that, and I'm challenging it every day, that none of that has served me. I have served others, and people have valued the service that I've given them, but it has taken a toll on me energetically because I wasn't coming necessarily 100% from a heart space. I do love serving and working with people, but there was always this little app running in the back of my head saying, you got to stay longer. You got to work harder. You can't get ahead if you're not working hard. And I think that working hard is a misnomer. I think that we need to consider, you know, it's not work if we're coming from a heart space. It really isn't. It's a place where we really feel energized when we're coming from a heart place. We lose track of time. We're so inspired and we're so tapped in and turned on, as Esther says with Abraham Hicks, that, you know, when you're that into it and you're that enthusiastic. You know, Wayne Dyer used to say that inspiration is in spirit and enthusiasm is with God. So, you know, when we're just all connected to that, then who's tired? You know, who's bored? Who's, you know, who's looking at the clock and wondering when the last minute's going to tick away? We're in the zone. We are in the zone. I was doing a presentation last week, and I tell you, it just lit me up. I was in the zone and I enjoyed it so, so much. So that's what I want for you. I want you to be able to feel the empowerment of where you're headed, making clear choices, being able to line yourself up with what you want for your life and who you are, and that it all is clicking at this high frequency where you just feel like you're soaring. That it's just this magical place where everything is lining up and you could do it for days. And that's not with being high. That's really just being just in that moment of such sacred space where you're doing what you were born to do. And it doesn't have to be presentations. It doesn't have to be, it's whatever makes you sing in your heart. So that's one of the things that I'm so excited to help people with in my coaching practice, is to see them go from a place of not knowing how to take that next step, or maybe not even feeling worthy that they're going to be able to take that next step. So if I can, you know, leave you with anything, you know, on this podcast, I want you to know that, one, You deserve to be seen. You deserve to be heard. You deserve to be valued. You are worthy. You would not be on this planet if there was not a sacred reason for you to be here. And it does not matter to me what spiritual strength and faith or belief that you come from. I tend to believe that we are all moving toward the same spot. So whatever spiritual connection you have, that it's like all paths lead to the center because that's where we came from to begin with. So I find that exciting that, you know, we all, if we're coming from wherever we are and working our way back to the center through compassion and love, can you imagine how powerful that would be if we could all just let everybody, you know, bring their love to the table, whether, you know, I don't care what you call it. I don't think anybody, you know, who truly is spiritual cares what you call it. I think it is just about aligning yourself up with the deepest, clear love that comes from the soul. That's what we all are here to do, is to love one another and all living things, in my opinion, all living souls, with that deep, compassionate love. So when you allow your heart to awaken and expand, you will find the love for yourself, and it will be the foundation of your most abundant life. When we start with connecting to our heart and we really get clear on who we are and how we can serve others, then we find why we're here. The transformation will be powerful, and you will want to claim your power, to live authentically, to serve from your most joy-filled passion. And that's what we can do together. We can get each other to that space by continuing to challenge the old stories, feel the feelings of where we've come from, but stop holding on so tight. Stop embracing the pain and transform it. So in the last few minutes, let me just let you know that you can connect with me on Facebook. I'm Midge Noble, and you can connect with me there. You will be able to find online courses through Eventbrite that I'm going to be teaching. I have an empowerment course coming up online through Zoom, and you'll want to find that as well. So I am so excited about the journey that you're about to take and how we are all going to transform together. So I just appreciate you coming and listening to the podcast. I believe that we're actually going to, you know, continue to move forward, and we'll become a little tribe of Bodhi seekers that will raise the consciousness on this planet because we have shared a love offering. I'm excited and ready to take this journey with you. So wherever you connect with Awakened Hearts, whatever vehicle you use, I welcome your comments. I welcome messages to me. You can look at my website at midgenoblesecondchances.com. You can also, as I said, connect with me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is Corgi Haven Lane, and I welcome any kind of contact that you would want to send about the show, any feedback. And if you have any questions for the next podcast, any directions you'd like me to go, I'm always open to your suggestions because we are all in this together. So as we close out this very first episode, again, I want to send you deep love and gratefulness from my heart to yours. I appreciate you. I do believe that we are all here for a purpose, and I believe that you will find your purpose. So let's take another deep breath in and out. In and out. And make a commitment that this day or the next day, if you're listening to this at night, will not end without you sharing the light from within you to someone else. When we are able to gift someone else with a smile or a deep connection, that then transforms the world. Namaste.